The trapper finds Shamhat and tells her of the king's command. Shamhat has been trained in the art of surrender, and I imagine her as giving her full consent to the mission, dangerous though it might be. The creature she will be offering herself to is, after all, an unknown. He may be ferocious, he may be more beast than man, he may even tear her to shreds, for all she knows, and she probably knows that the very sight of him filled the trapper with dread. But she agrees to go, calmly, as I imagine her, trusting in her art and in the power of Eros. The waterhole is a 3 days' hike through the wilderness, and the poet could easily have inserted dialogues here between the young priestess of Ishtar and the trapper. What was she feeling on the long and perhaps physically taxing walk? Was she afraid? What did she ask him about his life, about Enkidu? Was he dazzled by her sexual presence? Was he tempted? Did they make love, or was that forbidden? What did he ask her, and what did she answer, about the life of the city, about her experiences in the temple, about Gilgamesh the king? The poet compresses all the dramatic possibilities of these 3 days into two lines. For 3 days they walked. On the third day they reached the water hole. There they waited. The economy of his art is exquisite. For another 2 days, Shamhat and the trapper wait at the waterhole. When Enkidu appears, Shamhat follows directions, not that a skilled priestess of Ishtar would have needed directions, and events unfold just as Gilgamesh predicted they would. It is a deeply moving episode, especially if we have in the back of our minds the Genesis myth of the loss of human innocence. Here, Shamhat plays the role of Eve, but she is a benign seductress, leading Enkidu not into the knowledge of a polarized good and evil, but into the glories of sexuality, the intimate understanding of what a woman is, and self-awareness as a human being. There is no serpent in this garden, no anxious deity announcing prohibitions and punishments. Again, the poet's economy is superb. The 7 days of lovemaking are described in the simplest of terms. Compressed into 7 lines is a whole epic of sexual initiation. Enkidu, in his innocence and trust, follows where his penis points and discovers in himself an elemental potency, a state of perpetual erection. For Shamhat's part, however frightened she may be as the enormous hairy creature approaches, she takes him in lovingly and keeps taking him in for 7 days, a feat that is at least equal to any of the showier male heroics later in the poem. She used her love arts, she took his breath with her kisses, held nothing back, and showed him what a woman is. For 7 days he stayed erect and made love with her. There are no traces of Puritan consciousness in the culture of this poem. Sex is seen as a civilizing event rather than as something dangerous to the social order. One would be interested to know precisely what the love arts of a Babylonian priestess were, but this also the poet leaves to the imagination. Whatever the graphic details, Shamhat obviously does her job well. Adept and lavishly generous, she totally justifies Gilgamesh's confidence in her.